Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
The men from three-way.
It involves dummies. Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Yo, your girl and your Johnson on ya!
What's up,
Jeff?
My guy.
Are you sober or not sober?
Keep sober. I just got home.
All right. Jeff, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll for one day. Will you go commando, wear a sweatshirt, sans a t-shirt, have no socks, or wear a captain's hat?
It took me a couple of times to hear what you were saying, but now I know what you're saying. We're going to go sweatshirt as a t-shirt, even though I'm going to hate it.
Nah, very good.
I thought for sure you would take the captain's hat. I'd have put money on that, man.
Oh, I could rock a captain's hat.
Well, if you're going to scream, you're a girl and you're Johnson, to me it all adds up.
Yeah, you're right. I should have. Too late, damn it. Oh, well.
All right, here's your question. What was the name of Woody's horse in the movie Toy Story?
Oh.
Damn, Mike. Yeah, good point. It's you.
Hold on, I'm thinking.
I can tell.
Woody's horse.
Woody's horse, yeah.
Not Trigger.
Is it Clyde?
Giddy up.
Nope. Mike knew instantly. Bullseye.
Oh, yep.
Would you want to name your horse Bullseye?
No.
I would not name him. Moving target.
Well, just, if I'm riding him, you know I'm a good shot.
Yeah, but it's the horse's name, not yours, man.
Well, you can't ride in a horse named Bullseye and miss a shot.
Yeah, but the horse is named Bullseye.
Yeah, not I get you. It.
All right, just saying.
Call mine Center Mass.
Maybe that horse is a good shot.
I mean, he is a toy action figure, so you know he's supposed to have a good shot. Yeah. You don't want to sell a toy cowboy that has a terrible shot. Kids aren't going to want him.
Well, they sell him a toy that has snakes in his boots. He brings it up all the time. Just saying. All right, your question.
I mean, it is a toy.
What does an NFL referee signal by stretching his arms out to his sides with his palms down? I'm an aeroplane. I'd ask my brother to do that once.
Oh, Brazilian Jesus.
Big concrete Jesus.
Safe.
Is that delay of game?
Incomplete.
No.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
It is unsportsmanlike.
Unsportsmanlike.
It's incomplete. You got to cross your hands.
Yeah. I'd ask my brother, just put your hands out for unsportsmanlike, but dude, I will give you $100 if you say, I'm on an airplane.
We'll do it in
and
like,
then call. Yeah.
Well, like have 10 calls and just do like a rapid fire thing.
Yeah.
Offside.
Right.
The safety's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love.
Okay. When he calls a safety. You have to say, I'm a little teapot, and then call the safety.
That's got to be the least called. That's the least called call.
Oh, sure. Well,
you know, on the field.
Yeah, there's calls that happen once a year. Like once he knows them all. So he's like, look, man, there's like 45 other rules that people almost never break, but they exist. So he's like, you see all the regular stuff, but it's stuff like, I don't know. You went to punt the ball, but it ricochets off the helmet of your own player. You caught it, throw a forward pass. Then he laterals it. Like, they have rules for this crap.
So I was just
saying, rules, but do they have a call? Like a hand?
They do.
Because the Seahawks had one last year. I can't remember what it was. But, like, Sean and I, we know almost all. And even we looked at each other and go, I don't know what that is.
Right.
I don't know what he just signaled.
Yeah, everyone, you're just like, I don't know what the hell that is. Yeah, so there's a billion rules, but I'm going to see, hey, man, you call safety, say I'm a teapot. You call in sportsman, like, say I'm an airplane.
Jeff, are we on three? Is that right?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. Are you going to trust him?
Yeah.
All right, Jeff, here is your question. Ankara is the capital of what country? Ankara.
Did you say Ankara?
Ankara.
Not Inkara. Ankara.
A-N-K-A-R-A.
Do you know Kara?
Not outside Kara either.
Okay. Not outside. Ankara.
I don't know. Zimbabwe.
Is it in the Middle East?
Mm-hmm. Some people say yes, some people say no, but they carry a lot of weight in the Middle East. They carry a lot of weight internationally. Turkey.
Oh. It is Turkey.
Yeah.
Ha! All right.
Nobody ever thinks it's Ankara, but
he's got a bunch of Thanksgiving questions.
Yeah. Matter of Thanksgiving.
I really only know Istanbul.
That's the one everybody knows, right? All right, your question. In what state would you find Mount Rushmore?
Party on, guys. South Dakota.
There you go.
Well done.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dummy!
Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Yay.
Oops.
Brandon, can't cuss, man.
Oops.
I told you not to, Brandon.
Brandon, are you sober or not sober?
I'm not.
Okay.
He ditched it about 20 minutes ago.
All right, Brandon, our men's room poll for one day. Will you go commando, wear a sweatshirt, sans a t-shirt, no socks, or wear a captain's hat?
Oh, I'm commando now, so sweatpants are good.
All right. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah.
All right, here is your question. What is measured in hertz?
Frequency.
One and done.
One and
done. Nice job.
All right, before we let you go, 50-50 question for you. Three or five, how many U.S. presidents have rocked a beard?
Five.
Got it. Nice job.
You know them.
Well, Lincoln for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Grant?
Yep.
Wait a minute. Who's the guy I keep talking about?
I was going to say, you know one of them.
Garfield.
Hayes and Harrison. Oh, yeah. Lincoln, Grant, Hayes, Garfield, and Harrison.
Yeah, you could tell the time period, and it just went out of fashion.
That's why Nick Offerman's in there, right? It's blends.
Who's the last person that had a mustache?
He doesn't really have... Arthur didn't have a beard. He had chops and a mustache.
Is Teddy Roosevelt the last guy that rocked a mustache in the White House?
Yes. Right? Because...
I'm just thinking, like, who just rocked a... I feel like you see a lot of pictures of guys rocking a mustache, but yeah, damn. Bring the stash back, man.
That's what I'm doing in November.
There you can run for president.
That's right.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dummy is the game. 206-803-ROCK.
Wow, you got to shave that in tomorrow.
I will.
All right. Yeah, make it crisp.
No socks and shave.
You got a big to-do list, my guy.
Golly.
Hello, Brenda. Welcome to the bedroom.
With no t-shirt.
Hey, you said Brendan?
Brendan, yes. Hola.
Hey.
Hola.
Brendan, are you sober or not sober?
Halfway there.
All right, so not sober.
Yeah. Oh, I hit flip it up. Sorry, I'm at the dog park.
Okay. All right, Brendan, for one day, you're going to go commando, sweatshirt, sans a tee, no socks, or a captain's hat?
What was the last one?
Captain's hat.
Oh, I'm wearing a captain's hat all day, every day.
All right.
Yep.
What dog park you at?
I'm out here in Lakewood, Fort Silcombe.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever been to that.
Okay. Real question.
Western State Hospital.
Do you have a dog or are you creeping?
Yes, I have a dog. It's very
okay.
adorable.
Just saying. Yeah. It's weird when you're at the dog park without a dog. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. If you showed up to a children's playground without a child,
dude,
that would be super awful.
Which one's
yours?
I haven't decided yet.
Would it be? I don't know. That'd be that. Like, I couldn't just go to a dog park. We're like, what is like watching dogs?
You could look do that before you go to a children's playground for sure. Right. But it would still just be a little.
I just
weird.
Like watching children.
It depends. Are you interacting with the dogs, or you just
depends on how if a friendly dog comes up to me, I'll say what's up.
Okay, you're just hiking through there.
I'm just there.
I'd say you and I throw a picnic at the playground at the park near our place. I'll leave the kids home.
I'll just grill hot dogs.
Yeah.
Just freak all the dogs.
I don't know
all
why.
Just be sitting by the grill.
I just think me and you are going to get in trouble much quicker than
Real
like
quick.
These two.
What?
We're not doing anything.
You and Mike somehow could pull it off. I don't know. Thrill and I just show it up. They'd be like, what is with these two?
We're just grilling hot dogs, man.
We're just grilling hot dogs. We like watching people have fun.
So we're standing next to the swing set. Why is that weird?
Do you want to push him?
All right. Your question.
You're right. We'll leave. We'll go to the dog park.
Fine. What actor or actress has the most Oscars?
Oh.
Hint, it is not Meryl Streep.
Meryl.
I don't know. Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. That's a very good guess. Very, very good.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Nah. No, he's got like one.
She's a little more old school, Katharine Hepburn.
Oh.
She won Best Actress for Morning Breakfast. Glory, which is how I describe my morning erection. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, which is how other people describe me. The Lion in Winter, and On Golden Pond.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Man, she was on a heater there for like 20 years.
Yes, she was, man. I saw none of those. All right, your question. Who did Lionel Richie duet with in the 1981 hit Endless Love? I hate that song.
Endless Love.
She was the lead in a Motown group.
Mm-hmm. Michael Jackson wrote a song about her.
I was going to say Janet Jackson, but ain't that it?
No, and Alien Ant Farm.
Don't make it weird, man.
And Alien Ant Farm covered it.
Oh.
Oh. No, they didn't. Wrong song.
Annie something.
No, but I gave
Diana
you
Diana Ross. Dirty Diana.
Diana.
Somebody
Ross.
Did cover Dirty. Was it Foo Fighters?
Maybe.
Yes.
Okay. I knew somebody covered
it. Did they cover the song that Prince had about a chick?
Which
they
one?
They did do Darling Nikki.
A song about a chick, like Prince. That narrows it down
to. Well, with name checking her.
Oh.
Darling Nikki.
Yeah. Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I might just be making that up.
No, you're not.
It's
true.
Okay, it's true. Like, I think I've heard that.
Ted, if you say it with your chest, everyone will believe you.
Foo Fighters covered some of it. Baker Street. I mean, there's a ton.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, our kids are around the corner. Do you want a hot dog or not?
And do you want mustard on it? I thought so. All right, your question. In what part of New York City would you find the Apollo Theater?
Times Square.
What?
He said Times Square.
Oh, Times Square. I thought you said Tom Sawyer.
No, man, you got to go up to Harlem.
That's why you probably won't see it, but yes, it's in Harlem.
Harlem, God. I'm a West Coaster. I've never been over there. Yeah.
All right, your question.
Just for future reference, if you think black people in New York City, think Harlem.
Think Harlem. Yep.
Well, in Manhattan.
In Manhattan, right. Manhattan's the borough.
Right.
Harlem the hood. All right, your question. How many witches in Salem were burned at the stake?
Not enough.
Oh, dude, like 14 or something?
None. No,
really?
No one was burned.
Oh, yeah, they drowned them.
Yes. No one was burned at the stake in Salem. Yes, Dad. With
yeah, man.
His enthusiasm.
How would you rather burn alive, drown? Good times.
Hey, Brendan, hang on the line for us, man. We got to go to a break.
More Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-RIDE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.